I'm always available to talk to if you have any other questions, but I thought perhaps this might help some people, with some of the questions they might have up front. And, then that way they're not, waiting on talking to me before they start treatment. As I said, this is being used by dogs all over the country. It's had fantastic results, and yes, every once in a while a dog has progressed too far with the cancer and it doesn't help. But it's sure worth a try. It's not expensive. I do buy generic drugs at Walmart. I think it's 60 or 80 of the cimetidine tablets for just under $5, and I think it's 80 or 100 of the Benadryl tablets, and that's $4. And you can see the containers. It's 200 milligrams of the cimetidine, and the Benadryl is 25 milligrams. And that's one thing I'd like to point out too, that if your dog had an allergic reaction, they would be giving the dog 1 milligram per pound. So a 50-pound dog would be taking 2 tablets. This dosage is half. It's a lower dose because there's no point in having the dog sleep its whole life away, because then to me that's not quality of time. There are dogs that have been on it for multiple years that are doing great. There doesn't seem to be side effects. I'm not saying that there couldn't be one that'll pop up that may be seeming to have an allergic reaction, but that's why it's important when you give any kind of medicines, just give one to start with, one dose, and don't compound it with other treatments, kind of spread them apart. Also, whenever you start anything new with your dog, do it on a weekday when the vet's office is open, because you don't need that emergency room visit.